Thank you so much, the Cameroon media team, Equinox Cameroon, CRTV Cameroon, Camdex Cameroon, and Canada. I would also want to say thank you to all the newspapers and other media presence. Global Diabetes Initiative is a registered charity in Cameroon. It is registered in the United Kingdom, and it is also registered in USA. Global Diabetes Initiative, it was founded in 2024, so we are actually 10 years, celebrating our 10 years of 2014. Celebrating our 10 years of empowerment, of education, of free screening, and also giving out medication to those living with diabetes, especially in Africa. Today is the second edition of the Global Diabetes Initiative Cameroon. Because the UK is 10 years, Cameroon is the second edition. Global diabetes has impacted life not only in Cameroon. We have been to Nigeria and some other African countries. But being a Cameroonian, they say charity begins at home. And that is why this is very important to me. Last year, we did the first edition of the Global Diabetes Initiative, Diabetes and Emotional Well-being Symposium, which was well attended with dedication from Global Diabetes and all the volunteers. We educate the community, we advocate for the community, we counsel the community, we do free screening, we educate and create awareness in our community. Today is all about bridging the gaps. A lot of people within our community are suffering from diabetes without knowing it. The reason for this is to let everybody, 300 guests in the hall now, to be an ambassadors, to go out there, educate the people, tell the people what diabetes is, or signpost them to Global Diabetes offices or to the hospital. I remember last year, after the first edition, few people called me. They took their family to the hospital, and they were all diagnosed with diabetes. If not for a symposium, an educated program like this, these people would not understand or know their status.
Let's look at the case of Cameroon.
I am talking about Cameroon.
Yes, let's look at the case. They said that close to 2.5 million people have diabetes in Cameroon.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the measures that you proposed. What do you propose, I mean, so that this can be limited? I mean, in terms of feeding, is it said physical exercise?
That number is only those who have been to the hospital. There's still a lot of people who don't know their status because they have not been to the hospital. And there are still loads of them that we have screened. And we have our data that we every year handed to the Ministry of Public Health. So that number may increase for Cameroon. Now, talking about our lifestyle, type 2 diabetes is a lifestyle disease. This is a lifestyle because it's what we eat and it's the activities we involve in. Now, if you want to prevent from having diabetes, eat healthy and exercise regularly. And if you are already living with diabetes, eat healthy, exercise on regular day. 30 minutes exercise is highly recommended. And apart from exercise, if you want to bring your diabetes to remission, that's going off medication, you have to exercise, you have to eat very healthy. So The problem now is if this message goes across CRTV, Equinox, Camdex, Canada, and many other channels like the Global Diabetes Team in Cameroon, going to different places, as you heard from my welcome speech, people will understand their status, people will know what to do in order to prevent diabetes. But there are other type of diabetes that is hard to prevent. Is type 1, which is a genetic condition and an autoimmune condition. So people are born with it, so it will be very difficult. But yet, they still exercise, they eat healthy in order to put it under control. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us the difference between the first and second editions?
Okay, the first edition was a population of 150. The second edition is the population of 300 and more. That means that Cameroon need a program like this, and that is exactly what we are doing.
Good afternoon, everyone. My French is not very good. Bon après-midi. Okay. His Royal Highness, Majesty, Senator, Emeritus, Dr. Do Ganyonga III of Balinyonga. Have you here? Distinguished guests, esteemed colleagues, community leaders, healthcare professionals, and all attendees. It is with immense joy and gratitude that I welcome each and every one of you to this important Diabetes and Emotional Well-being Symposium. As we gather here today, we come together not only as professionals and advocates, but as people deeply committed to improving their lives and empowering our communities. Our symposium is dedicated in addressing two critical areas that are closely intertwined, yet often overlooked: diabetes and emotional well-being. We know that managing diabetes is not just a matter of physical health. It profoundly affects individuals emotionally, mentally, and their social lives. For so many in our communities, managing diabetes can mean a lifetime of adjustment, challenging emotions, and often a need for greater understanding and support. We are here to change this, and together. Today's symposium is an opportunity for us to exchange knowledge, share strategies, and foster connections that will help us support individuals and families living with diabetes in a holistic and compassionate way. From discussions on the latest in diabetes care to sessions on mental health support and coping mechanism. Today's program will equip us all with tools that will make a real impact. I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to everyone who has made this event possible, our dedicated team at GDR, Global Diabetes Initiatives. our medical and mental health professionals, our distinguished guests, and every individual here who brings with them the desire to make a difference. To the community leaders and advocates, thank you for your unwavering support and for helping us make the resources of global diabetes accessible to those in need. As we embark on today's program, I encourage each and every one of you to share openly, learn eagerly, and connect with one another. Let this symposium be not only an educational experience, but also a catalyst for new partnerships and sustained commitment to healthcare, compassion, and community support. Together, let us make strides towards a future where every individual affected by diabetes can live a life of health, dignity, and hope. Thank you once more for being here, and you are all very welcome. Before I proceed, I would like to acknowledge the presence of Namefo, who is the chair lady of this event today. I will also want to acknowledge, I'm not sure if he's here or not, the president and founder, who happened to be my own brother from Balinyonga, president founder of Landmark University Cameroon, Landmark University Canada, and Landmark University and Technology USA. You are very welcome. I'm going to go now on the projects we have done this year. Our year starts from after the symposium to the day of the symposium. The last year's symposium was on the 18th of November. And after the 18th of November, the first project that was executed by the Global Diabetes Initiatives was launching a diabetes center in Balinyonga subdivision, Mezam division. On the day of the launch, we had more than 300 people in attendance. 150 with diabetes, and we had children with diabetes in Balinyonga. So that center is very important to these people. Thank you so much. Our second project was education sponsorship to children from diabetes family in Balinyonga and children with diabetes. We sponsor these children from primary school to university. That was GDI, second project in Cameroon. As we left Bali, we went to Bengri. This was supported by Her Excellency, Minister Mba Acha. We screened 250 with 17 medical staff in Bengri, and we gave 4 months supply of medication to all the people living with diabetes, just like we did in Bali. And I know the minister is not here, but I will say thank you, because without Minister Mba Acha, that project would not have been successful. We left Bengri to Yaoundé. When we had the Women's Day event, we had a letter from the Ministry of Public Health, and they invited us to screen all their staffs at the comfort of their offices. We came with a team, medical team, of 20 people. We screened 150 staff of the Ministry of Public Health, and we also counseled those that needed the counsel, and also to educate them on diabetes. Mind you, it is not everybody who works at the Ministry of Public Health is a public health expert or a public health professional or a medical person. We have receptionists, we have security, we have other people. So they were all educated. And on the next day, we now went to the museum where we screened the public and also gave some of them medication and counsel a lot of them. From Yaoundé, we went to Tiko in the southwest region of Cameroon. And in Tiko, we screened more than 300 people in Tiko. And we counseled them, and those that were newly diagnosed, we referred them to the hospital for further checks. After Tiko, we went to Douala and partnered with a hospital in Douala. And we screened quite a lot of people. It was a huge turnout, and counseling as usual, and educate them on how, we educated them on how to manage your diabetes and how to prevent your diabetes. After Douala, we went to Bafoussa. In Bafoussa, it was free screening on diabetes and high blood pressure. So many people were in attendance. We advised them, and you know what? Prevention is better than cure. And that was our mission in Bafoussa. We left Bafoussa to Mbamayo for a week. This was done in partnership with the international mission. And we screened 800 people, of which majority had diabetes and high blood pressure. After Mbamayo, we came to a place that I called home. Charity begins at home. And that is Baliyonga again. And I'm sure if you are from Bali, you are my friends on the social media, you must have seen what we did in Bali in October. More than 300 people in front of the diabetes center in Bali. We gave all the people who are living with diabetes 2 months supply of medications. And we also refer those who were newly diagnosed to the government hospital in Baliyonga for further check. And after Bali, we are back to our capital city, Yaoundé, with the symposium. Before I end this speech, while we were going around Cameroon, there's a guy, a little younger brother of mine. He has been with Global Diabetes for 3 good years, and now he graduated, defended his master's in the Bamenda University, and he is an inventor. I would like to welcome Arvin to come quickly on the stage and tell us more. So GDI is not only impacting or helping the community, as the professionals are going around, they are also developing ideas. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, my name is Chukwu Arvin Champ. I'm actually a student of the University of Bamenda. I study biomedical engineering, and I've actually been a volunteer for the past 3 years. And when we go out to the field for screening, I discovered that the method in which we use to measure body mass index is actually used to know if an individual is obese or not. Just like the theme for Global Diabetes Initiative 2023 was to know your risk and then know your action. Obesity is one of the risk factors of diabetes. So when you go out for screening in the field, we need to measure your body mass index to know if you are obese or not. And then measuring your body mass index, we need to measure your height separately and then measure your weight separately and use a formula, which is weight divided by height squared, to get your body mass index. That method of measurement is very cumbersome. It takes a lot of time when you go out to the field, and most of the time, even in the hospital, it's very cumbersome. So as an engineering student, I decided to use that challenge as my project research topic. So I developed a device that can be used to measure your weight, your height, and then calculate the value of your body mass index automatically and display on the screen, and then also classify the value of your body mass index into either underweight, normal weight, overweight, or obese, as well as suggest the best range for the best weight range for your height, because you cannot actually control your height, but you can control your weight. So now, when the device takes your weight and your height, it suggests the best weight range for your height. So the device is actually still under development, as I am about to start my master's program. I'm going to continue to develop the device. Thank you very much for your keen attention.
I would like to acknowledge the support of the Ministry of Public Health, Cameroon. There are also few people from the UK. As you all know, last Saturday was the UK symposium, and I left the hotel 2 hours later to the airport to come to Cameroon. Sincerely, I don't even know how I packed my bag, but I am here now for this symposium. And I would like to, I live in a city called Wolverhampton. I was with Nigella Prudence, my mentor, last month. Was that last month now? Yeah, and thank you. It was a pleasure to have you, and always thinking about your daughter. Thank you so much. Yes, and there are a few people I would like to thank them from the UK. I would like to thank the Wolverhampton Council, where I live. We have a massive office in Wolverhampton. We got it for free, thanks to the city of Wolverhampton Council. I would also like to acknowledge Health Watch UK. It's a UK government establishment. They were with us last Saturday, and their support is massive. I would like to acknowledge the voluntary service for sponsoring our UK event and giving me the chance to be able to make life easy for me to come to Cameroon. Thank you so much to the Voluntary Council, Wolverhampton. I would like to once more acknowledge Professor Mbanya, Jean-Claude Mbanya. Professor, you are a father, a role model. Even when I was in Cameroon, I've not started my public health. I was hearing about Professor Mbanya. Professor Mbanya, anything diabetes. I know his name is a household name in the world when it comes to diabetes. And to have a man like him with us today is a dream comes true. To people in the medical field, to public health professionals, Professor Mbanya is doing a lot of work in the world. And Professor, thank you so much for being part of this event, for mentoring us. I know until last night you were texting to make sure everything is put together. I am a PhD candidate, graduating in a couple of months to come, and researching on diabetes, the equipment we use to manage our diabetes, and also self-monitoring in diabetes management.
And to have somebody like Professor Mbanya I look up to, you cannot understand. And thank you, Najala, for connecting us. Thank you so much. And make yourself very comfortable. Here today, it is not easy to have Your Royal Majesty in the house. Doctor, Senator Emeritus, Kanyonga, the head of Balinyonga, with our beautiful, the first ladies of Balinyonga.